Welcome to the State of the Market for Law Firm Sales in 11 Minutes. My name is Jeremy Pook, and I lead Senior Attorney Match. In today's 11 minutes, we'll address why senior attorney law firm owners feel tired in the mid-2020s. Today's in 11 minutes, we'll have two topics that we'll discuss, plus a wrap-up. So let's jump right into it. The first topic that we'll address today is the three reasons why senior attorney law firm owners feel tired in the mid-2020s. The first reason why we continue hearing from senior attorneys, that is attorneys that have practiced more than 30 years, we continue hearing from them that they just feel tired in the mid-2020s because after having run their small business law firm for often decades, they just are waiting for that maybe next year they could finally start to slow down. They wish they could take more than a two-week vacation. And they just are reminded every 2 weeks that payroll is due and that on the first of the month, that rent check or mortgage payment is also due. In addition, we, of course, are coming out of COVID, right? Like during the early part of the 2020s and 2020, 2021, 2022, and even 2023 was a time of what we're calling a fight or flight, right? You were really fighting to keep your business going. But now that we're in the mid-2020s, really post-COVID, that feeling of having to continue to run your office and make payroll every 2 weeks and that you just don't sense when you could slow down is leading many senior attorneys to just feeling tired. The second reason why senior attorneys are feeling tired in the mid-2020s, that second reason is because of the ongoing expectation, frustration, and eventually a realization that your internal successors, the attorneys that you wish would take over your practice, that they really don't want to, and they can't afford to either. And that realization of the fact that your internal successors don't want to purchase your practice and can't afford to either often leads to senior attorneys just feeling really tired because, heck, they're still stuck in a lot of respects with running the business. The third reason why senior attorneys continue to express that they feel tired in the mid-2020s, you know, that third reason why senior attorneys are expressing feeling tired is because the world has changed, right? In the post-2020 world, the world has absolutely changed in terms of how consumers are searching for their lawyers. That is, would-be clients today are searching digitally for their lawyers, and they are literally bypassing yesteryear's rainmaker. That is, most senior attorneys built their books of business, built their practices as rainmakers. Post-2020, when clients today are searching on Google and other forms of digital media for their lawyers, senior attorneys are just not getting found as much. And that's leading to a real sense of being tired because you're working just as hard, if not harder than you used to work from a practice standpoint. You're also working very hard in terms of trying to continue to make it rain, to have the business come in. But despite the fact that many senior attorneys are working as hard, if not harder than they worked pre-2020, they're not developing as much business. They're seeing often revenues actually going down. And as a result, there's this sense of being tired. So for our second topic today, our second topic is the three options for senior attorney law firm owners in the mid-2020s. So that first option that senior attorney law firm owners have in the mid-2020s is to maintain the status quo. And the status quo worked well, we saw, pre-2020. Many of our clients would say to us, well, if today's like yesterday and tomorrow looks like it's going to be like today, then why make change? Change, though, happened. We as a society pivoted digitally in 2020, and now that we're in the mid-2020s, what we are seeing is that lawyers and senior attorney-led firms in particular, by maintaining the status quo, we're seeing that their revenues are going down often because they're not generating as much new business as they did pre-2020. We're calling that age of the rainmaker attorney. So this is having two impacts, both a short-term and a long-term impact by maintaining that status quo. Short-term, as we're showing here, the revenues can go down. So year over year, okay, some senior attorneys, you can withstand the hit if the revenues are going down 10%, maybe even 20%. They're not going down so drastically, but they're going down. So that's a short-term impact. The longer-term impact, though, is that by maintaining the status quo and by not replenishing your book of business, the sale value of your practice is actually going to diminish, because the key components of selling a law practice is the book of business. It's your clients and referral sources. So by maintaining that status quo and you're not replenishing your clients on pace as you did in yesteryear, the longer term impact is that your value of your law firm is going to go down. The second choice that senior attorneys have today is to embrace the digital world, right? That is, if you're tired of running your law practice, you want to make change, the way to make change today is to embrace the fact that clients are looking for their lawyers from a multi-channel digital marketing standpoint. And what does that mean for senior attorneys? It means that you need to start recognizing and investing first and foremost in Google. Right? We are often saying that Uncle Google is America's greatest referral source. Uncle Google is already becoming America's greatest rainmaker for lawyers. What does that mean for today's senior attorneys that are willing to make the change? Is investing in Google and getting onto that first page of Google. It's not just a Google world, though, today, because your would-be clients are looking at your LinkedIn profile. They're looking at your Facebook groups. They're looking at your posts on Threads, on X, on Instagram, and it means building out a social media presence. Your website, so important to refresh the content, even refresh the pictures that you have on your website. Remove the stale content. Invest in PPC. And extremely important today is Google reviews. We all depend on Google reviews for everything and anything outside of legal practice. So for lawyers that are looking to increase their client flow, we have to realize that would-be clients are reading and reviewing the Google reviews on your website. The fourth is to enter into the audiovisual world. Start publishing videos and podcasts. Clients today want to listen to you. They want to see you, and they're checking you out ahead of time. And if they can watch your videos, listen to your podcast, they're going to know, like, and trust you before they're ever going to contact you, because they're not finding you as much today in that previous word of mouth there, or when they would have gotten your business card from somebody else. And then there is, of course, the old school, what we just mentioned about giving out the business cards, being out and about in your community. In reality, though, most senior attorneys today are not going to adopt multi-channel digital marketing. It's tough. It takes time. It takes an investment. And in reality, it's not going to be your niece. It's not going to be your grandson. It's not going to be a college intern that is going to get your law firm into multi-channel digital marketing for the benefit of your practice. The third option that that senior attorneys have, that third choice that you have in the mid-2020s, is to consider joining a growing law firm. And what we're seeing when our clients are joining growing law firms is that their revenues are actually going to go up by joining a growing law firm. So let's just look at a prototypical growing law firm. Right? What is it that a growing firm that has multiple practice areas, and often the same practice areas as the senior attorney? That's certainly what we're recommending. That is, a senior attorney should be joining and thinking about joining law firms that practice in the same practice areas as themselves. Those growing law firms have three major needs. They need new clients. They need an experienced workforce. And they need sources of new digital content. And it's exactly what senior attorneys bring to the table when they join growing law firms together with other lawyers from their firms, as well as their support staff. And now let's just show the transformation that senior attorneys enjoy when they join growing law firms. What we see with our clients and when senior attorneys are joining growing law firms is this transformation from being tired, right? That is, that tired of continuing to run your practice and to be walking down the hall and seeing your would-be internal successors and just wishing that they would want to take over your practice, but in reality, they don't want to and they can't afford to. So moving from tired to what we call inspired. As when you join a growing law firm, what happens is now you no longer need to be running the office. You finally have time for business development, work on the matters you really want to work on, to educate both your clients as well as lawyers at the firm that you're working on, that you're working with. And very importantly, by no longer managing the office, you no longer need to make payroll. What a relief. The second part of the inspiration is that trust transfer works. So many senior attorneys, they just know that their clients want to meet with them. We hear it all the time. Clients only want to meet with the senior attorney. They trust the senior attorney. But what we're finding, and we see this, we've seen this now for years, is that trust transfer works. When senior attorneys join growing law firms, they can transfer that trust that their clients have in them to competent younger attorneys at the firms that they join. And that third part of the inspiration when it comes to joining growing law firms is leaving a legacy. And there's really four components to leaving a legacy. Is that your clients are going to be well served by the firm that you have joined and be well served for years to come, that the firm that you join, they welcome and they need the cumulative expertise that you have developed over the course of your careers, the combined workforce bringing over your lawyers and parastaff, as well as the marketing value, the treasure trove of marketing value that senior attorneys are really underutilizing that, that growing law firms want and need. And then finally, from this tired to inspired to retired, is that senior attorneys can then retire after having joined growing law firms and knowing that it is such a relief to no longer have to worry about the office. And then finally, when it comes to the consideration that senior attorneys are paid when they join growing law firms, what we're showing here is law in law firm sales 1.0, senior attorneys are paid a fee-sharing amount on the clients and the referral sources who they introduce to growing law firms. So that's why we showed earlier about that the fact that senior attorneys are actually realizing more revenues because the growing law firms that they join, they are incentivized to build up and to expand upon the client list, expand upon the referral source list of senior attorneys, and then pay consideration upon that, what we call the book of business, as a percentage of the collections of the revenues that come in from that book of business, payable over a negotiated period of time and often into the retirement years of the senior attorney who joins that growing law firm. So for today's wrap-up, in wrap-up today, why senior attorney law firm owners feel tired in the mid-2020s, their options and the opportunities. So senior attorneys today are feeling tired because of three reasons. First is that they still need to be running their offices. They're not able to slow down. They're not able often to take multi-week vacations. They still need to make payroll. And to do this all post-2020, post-COVID, just leads them to being tired. Second reason is because of the ongoing expectation, frustration, and then finally a realization that your internal would-be successors, they don't want to purchase your practice and they can't afford to either. And the third reason why senior attorneys in the mid-2020s are feeling tired is because the world has changed when it's come to business development for new clients. Clients today are searching for their lawyers digitally. Senior attorneys often are maintaining a website-only approach and they're just tired because you're continuing to work hard, trying your best to continue to bring in business, but you're being bypassed often because the clients are searching for their lawyers on Google. And if you're not found, you're not going to be generating the new business that your firm needs. So there's three choices that senior attorneys have today in the mid-2020s as they are feeling tired. And what can they do about that? First choice is maintain the status quo. There's major risk with maintaining the status quo. It's a short-term and long-term impact that the status quo presents. Short-term is that you're going to lose revenues by not generating as much business. If you're not generating as much business and generating as many clients as you did in yesteryear, your book of business is going to have less value, which is going to impact the overall sale value of your practice. The second option is adopt multi-channel digital marketing. By adopting multi-channel digital marketing, you will start competing with younger firms and be generating business digitally. And by generating business digitally, you will keep your book of business replenished. Your revenues will stay stable and hopefully even increase. And the sale value of your practice will also increase by the fact that you're generating and creating a digital value for your practice. And the third option is to join a growing law firm. And what we find when senior attorneys are joining growing law firms, they are it's a transformational process of transforming from being tired of running your practice to inspired by joining a growing law firm that wants and needs what senior attorneys had to have, to them being retired and having the benefit of no longer having to worry about the office. And the additional major benefit when senior attorneys join growing law firms is the consideration that they are realizing from a law firm sales 1.0 standpoint. Because when senior attorneys join growing law firms, they're receiving payment on an earnout basis on the book of business that they have brought to a growing law firm. Growing law firms want and need those clients and referral sources, and senior attorneys can negotiate fee sharing over a negotiated period of time on the revenues that come in from that all-important book of business. And that is today's state of the market for law firm sales, and I recognize a lot more than 11 minutes.